This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take control of the airwaves, 855-450-3, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Apparently, breaking news today that Joe Arpaio, the so-called America's toughest sheriff, has been found guilty of criminal contempt.
He's going to jail.
Well, maybe.
He's a sheriff. He's not going to jail.
If he goes to jail, it's not going to be for any longer than 6 months. That's the maximum that he can receive for this.
That's true, but,
And you can better believe they're going to give him special protections.
That sure isn't pleasant.
So
I don't want to go to get special protections in jail for the next 6 months.
You would if you were a cop.
Yeah, you would. They give those guys segregation.
You want to be in solitary.
They don't get beat.
Understood, but, that is... speaking as the person who spent the longest incarcerated in the room, I'm telling you...
But you weren't a cop.
That wasn't very pleasant. I knew one.
I understand that. Was he incarcerated?
Military police officer who was incarcerated with me, yes.
Because he was military police, they didn't segregate him?
Well, he hadn't arrested anybody in the jail. He was MP.
Right.
He just, never bothered informing them of what he did in the military. And, nobody particularly seemed to ask, so.
I don't know if that's really comparing apples to apples.
It's not. Okay. Jail ain't what she used to be.
Fair enough. So anyway, we're talking about a tragic situation at a Border Patrol station where a young man at age 16 had died just a couple of hours after border guards seemed to encourage him to drink from a bottle of liquid methamphetamine. We'll tell you more about that story coming up here in moments. Also, of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that's on your mind. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here, where if you get on Skype, you can call us at Skype username lrn.fm, and that's where Michael is calling from here. Michael, where are you at tonight?
I am in Northeast Ohio this evening.
All right. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you. I heard you guys talking a little bit about the kid about 3 years ago down in Texas got caught by – was it San Diego, I think it was, actually?
Somewhere.
Where Cruz Acevedo was the...
Cruz Velasquez.
Velasquez, thank you. Ended up drinking that meth. I don't know if any of y'all had seen the video that ABC had originally published, but it was three... It looked kind of like energy drink bottles,
mm-hmm.
but... They looked like they were three different kinds. Like one was a bit taller, one was a bit shorter and a bit fatter, and they all had, a kind of a sports drink looking substance in it. It's all from what you can see in the grainy video. That is because it was all just surveillance video. And I apologize, I'm horrible with names. Mark, I believe,
yes.
Right before the news had said. Was saying, well, how are they supposed to know what was in the bottles? Which, he makes a point. They're not, the bottles aren't the Border Patrol agents. They're belonging to this kid who they're questioning. But they see this kind of stuff day in and day out. And, how are they supposed to know? They have the tests. They have tests that I'm almost positive they have the kind of tests where they can easily
test.
Do the field
test. And if I think that something's water, if I think that something's an energy drink, and I'm not looking for energy drinks as contraband, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, well, why don't you drink it?
Yeah, it seems, whenever I'm going
to... they told him to drink it, to me, tells me that they knew that it was something that shouldn't be drank.
What it tells me that it could be is they just don't want to take the time to do the test, and if the guy's willing to drink the stuff, then, be gone with you, go about your way. If you're not willing to drink the stuff, then, okay, we'll drag out the tests and, do all this and give it the what for. With the information that we've been presented up to this point, I think that I'm not ready to bring the hammer down. Look, I just had an article that somebody reshared from 2014, where a woman was put in jail in Florida for many, many days for a spoon that had dried up SpaghettiO on it because a cop thought that was a piece of
drugs.
Meth or something. I'm not exactly sure. Crack, hell, I don't know. But, you know, he thought it was something. So in this instance, the guy, he's overzealous and does something. In the instance we're talking about here, it seems like they're underzealous. These people can't win.
Well, I don't know, because you're talking about...
Neither one of them are following procedure. This is not underzealous.
Exactly.
They're winning fine. They haven't been punished for this.
You know, they all have, you know, standard operating protocol. They have their procedures that they should be able, that they're required to follow on the job. And whether or not they're pulling over some dude and he's covered in a white dust, they can check to see if it's cocaine or meth.
Right. It's not the official procedure to say, hey, buddy, why don't you lick all that white dust off of you and show us what that is?
If TSA is going to throw me or make me throw my bottle of water out, even though it's brand new and sealed, throw it out before I go through their checks, before I can get on an airplane, make the kid do the same thing there. You don't have to make him drink it, knowing, you know, good and well that it's more than likely a controlled substance, something like meth, and knowing that what he's doing, oh, that kid just OD'd now. Hey, take another sip.
Even if it is just an energy drink, making somebody drink however much of three energy drinks, not particularly the best thing for you either.
Oh, I'm willing to concur that this was sloppy police work, sloppy security work.
More sloppy work on a lot of the federal prosecutors that are refusing to bring charges, and a lot of the Border Patrol supervisors and a lot of the administration there that's still allowing these people 3 years on to do the exact same thing. It's failure to it's laziness on every single level.
Right on.
You know, all I can say is that, when we're looking at this situation and, you know, if they made this choice out of just laziness, I don't think that they need to be hung from the highest
tree. I think they made the choice because they're...
That's what you think.
Well,
yes,
they're laughing about it.
They may not be hung, but why don't we send it in front of 12 angry people? Let's send it to a trial.
Oh, my God. You know what happens with trials on government agents. I mean, it might as well be a rubber stamp.
They're not going to convict the guy for killing a drug dealer.
Exactly. They're never going to convict him because they're never going to even take it to court.
That's
just another part of the problem.
According to the story here, Mark, the video which aired for the first time Friday on Good Morning America, as well as Nightline 2020 and so on, is part of a year-long investigation of Customs and Border Protection conducted by ABC News and the Investigative Fund, showing that Velazquez, the young man here, 16 years old, took four drinks from the bottle, and officers appear to repeatedly encourage him with hand gestures. The Velazquez family ultimately filed a civil lawsuit against the officers and the agency, claiming that their actions led to Cruz's death. Glenn Ardale, their attorney, says it's a basic lack of compassion and decency. Both officers, who declined through their attorneys to be interviewed, denied asking Velazquez to drink from the bottle, and the official report called the incident an accident. Officer Peralian claimed Velazquez volunteered to take a drink. Now, look, it just seems unlikely to me that the story that they're claiming here is true. If they're saying they didn't ask him to drink from the bottle, I don't believe that for a moment, because they have the bottles. It's not like he's just got a bottle of, you know, energy drink in his hands and
can I sip this?
Yeah, just drinking it in front of him there. The officers take these bottles. I watched enough of the footage here during the show. The officers take the bottles out of the bag. She's, you know, one of the female officers, she's shaking it around, she's looking at it, she's turning it upside down, she's turning it back up, and she puts it on the counter.
Really interesting energy drink, if that's what you really believe it is.
She even hands it on over and then sets it down in front of the young man. So, I mean, come on. They don't have the audio track because it's just, you know, a surveillance video, but the motions of the officers that are involved in this. I mean, you know how cops are when they find something, right? They found something in the car. They, you know, shake it at you and they ask you questions about it. You know what this is? Where'd this come from? What's in here? You know, asking them the 50 questions about it. And why don't you take a swig from it? You know, you say it's an energy drink. Well, why don't you just prove it here, son? Here you go. And then they laugh it up.
And they're laughing. Like, watching someone drink an energy drink isn't humorous. So why are you laughing if you think it's an energy drink?
Right. Go ahead, Michael.
I was going to say, I've been reading a lot of this on the from the Washington Post. I saw the video the other day. I've been reading the Washington Post. They got in touch with the U.S. Attorney's Office in California. No comment, but apparently nobody is pressing filing charges in any of this.
Probably because they can't prove the case. The kid's dead. He can't talk. There's more coming up here. If you got more, Michael, it sounds like you've done some research. You're welcome to stick. We'll continue the discussion here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know if you invested $1,000 in Bitcoin in early 2010, you'd have nearly $35 million right now? $1,000 in Ethereum in 2014 would be over $500,000. Isn't it time you focused on investing in blockchains and cryptos? Get up to speed on a new digital world of Bitcoin, Ethereum, ICOs, and blockchains. Hands-on intensive investment workshop so you can be confident buying, selling, and trading. Don't miss out. Go to 100xinvestors.com. Use code FTL20 for 20% off. That's code FTL20, 20% off. 100xinvestors.com.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi. S-I-M-B-I.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here as we're sharing a pretty horrifying story about just terrible bureaucrats being as rude and nasty and jaded towards, you know, the people, the human beings that they are dealing with on a day-to-day basis as they could possibly be. Apparently encouraging a 16-year-old young man to drink from a bottle full of liquid methamphetamine. He died 2 hours later. I mean, I can't even imagine what that must be like. That sounds absolutely horrifying.
It sounds like a sucky 2 hours.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad idea to do methamphetamine in, you know, for the get-go, but to drink liquid methamphetamine, the stuff from which presumably they, you know, somehow, I don't know how they take it from liquid form.
Yeah, most stuff comes in pure and then gets cut afterward.
Yeah. Right, so, I mean, that just sounds absolutely terrifying.
Or close to pure, not necessarily 100%.
Michael is with us here from Ohio. He's been digging deep into this case. Apparently, the U.S. federal government hasn't bothered to do anything to the two agents in question. The investigation here was by ABC News. So in case somebody, you know, missed me mentioning that, there is a year-long investigation, but it's by ABC News into Customs and Border Patrol and their malfeasance. So they're not investigating themselves. It's the news media who's covering this story, and that's the only thing that's happening is people are reporting on it, and there's no real consequences for these agents who presumably are on the job as we speak. Michael, anything else you want to add in here? Oh, wait, that's my bad. There he is.
I'm sorry.
We're good.
Okay, there we go. Hi. Beyond those two agents, the man and the woman that you see in a lot of the still frames and the short videos that are kind of floating around online.
Mm-hmm.
Some more of the video from like an hour later shows the kid in handcuffs. And he's obviously, you know, pouring sweat. And, according to the Washington Post, he was even heard screaming, like, mi corazón, my heart.
Oh.
Cause you know, your heart's going to be, you know, exploding by that point.
Drinking methamphetamines is probably bad for your heart, no matter how young you are.
And I apologize too. It wasn't a sports drink. He was saying it was he said it was apple juice.
Mm.
So there's that aspect to it. So I apologize for that. But so beyond the, you know, those two agents that you see in the first video or the first part of the video, you know, failing to do their job and test it if they really think it's drugs and they really want to tame this kid. You know, whatever you think of the state, they have a job, they still fail to do it. There were the other agents that were in that facility, had the kid in handcuffs. He's obviously overdosing on a drug. They're doing nothing.
Mm.
They're not. I can't remember the exact amount of time, but it was several minutes, like 10, 20, 30, 40 minutes kind of idea before medical help is ever called.
Yeah, I would say that that's an extreme failing when it comes to law enforcement is that they're much more interested in custody than they are care. When it comes to custody, care, and control, right?
Like custody, and control. They like the control.
Custody too. And control, they got that stuff down. It's the care part that they're not that interested in,
right?
You know, oftentimes. So, you know, you're screaming about your heart. They're trained. And one understands why they're trained. Law enforcement is trained in many ways to not listen to what a perp says because, well, they're going to get misinformed. It could, you know, cause them to make a misstep or whatever.
Okay, but you can see somebody ODing on crystal.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
In response to the broader ABC News investigation, which revealed, by the way, surprise, surprise, a history of cases in which the agency appears to ignore accusations of mistreatment and abuse, the agency issued this statement saying, quote, CPB takes all allegations of mistreatment seriously and does not tolerate actions that are not consistent with our core values of vigilance, service to country, and integrity. There's nothing in there about caring for human beings.
If they had ended that sentence with values, I believe them.
Yeah. Well, it's values of vigilance, service to country, and integrity. None of those have anything to do with treating people like human beings and being kind, even in a, you know, job in which they're supposed to keep people out of the country. So
some other fun the fun legalese the border's using to kind of protect themselves has been, well, it's not a big deal because none of his rights were violated. And I think you guys were even kind of touching on that at the beginning.
Because he doesn't have rights to their mind because he's an immigrant.
Which is weird, though, because by their own rules, and now their rules are just incoherently insane, this is a child by their standards.
They say,
So... usually there's a higher standard of care for children, both for civilians and for LEOs.
Hmm.
So,
but maybe not for immigrants.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, no, the government exists in this strange netherworld when it comes to you know, young people, specifically young men, and what constitutes a child and what constitutes an adult. Okay, mm-hmm. So if a if that young man is 13 years old and commits a felony, that young man's going to be an adult pretty quickly by what the courts are concerned with.
Yep.
However, if that young man is 13 years old and his high school biology teacher teaches him a little too much biology, if you know what I mean, he's going to be
a child
whose name is withheld.
Yeah.
Right? So the government exists, you know, it bebops between adult and
right.
child as often as
whatever's
it wants
convenient.
To.
Whatever's convenient for them.
Now, I would say that as far as rights being violated, yes, this young man's rights were not violated. He was given the option of drinking the poison.
Okay, he was held captive by border control.
Okay, yeah, the rights,
clearly.
His rights were not violated any more than anybody who passes through border control.
But while being held captive by border control, was forced to drink crystal.
He was not forced to drink it. He was asked, do you want to drink it?
Wait a minute, Mark.
We
I can't believe
that.
This. First of all, I can't believe that you're going to the defense of the police on this one. If you say that just because this kid took what appears to be of his own volition and picked up this bottle, and the fact that there are two armed agents standing in front of him in likely and as authoritative demeanor as this young man has ever experienced in his entire life, in probably one of the most intimidating circumstances he's experienced in his entire life, and they're saying, go ahead, take a drink from the bottle, show us what's
like
in
saying,
there.
That's like saying,
that's not forced.
Make charitable contributions if you walk in dressed right, brandishing a weapon.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a valid.
How would you feel if you were 16 and, you know, in that situation? Would you feel as though your arm hadn't been twisted into drinking that?
I would sincerely hope if I was 16 years old that I did not make the foolish mistake of drinking what amounts to poison.
I hope
too. I am presuming that this young man knew what was in the bottle.
That's the thing. He's probably just a drug mule. He
right.
may
well,
not
yeah, he
know.
He probably didn't know what it was. He probably was hoping and praying that it was something
that wouldn't
kill him right away.
I'll tell you what.
He probably didn't know what it was. He probably knew it was drugs.
Yeah.
A lot of the different reports I've been reading, the Sun in particular and the Washington Post, were talking about how common it is for teenagers in this kid's age range to be approached by somebody from one of the drug cartels. This
right.
kid probably didn't do any drugs, but hey, would you mind going over to San Diego, take this apple juice, quote unquote?
We'll pay you $500.
Yeah, and they might have called it apple juice.
$150, $100.
The kind of mafia kind of deliver a package for $7,000 kind of deal. I mean, it's not different just because it's Mexico.
Yeah, and the biggest, then, you know, the entire reason this kid died, you know, beyond the negligence of border patrol agents, was also just the drug war in general. Who's the victim? You know, why are we having to bring in meth from Mexico? We can make it fine here.
I suspect they did.
Great
call. Very well could have made it.
Michael, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. It's a crazy story. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. Galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
So we've been talking about this young man who was basically given a death sentence by two Border Patrol officers as he was attempting, apparently, to smuggle liquid methamphetamine, likely without his complete knowledge, into the country. He drank from that bottle at the appeared insistence of the agents, and they laughed as he swigged, you know, like four swigs, and ultimately ended up dying, like, within 2 hours after he did that. So that's what we are discussing. You're welcome to join us. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Now, it's not tax season right now, but that doesn't mean that you don't need help with the books. And, Melanie, you've got a thing that you do called accounting, and that's kind of your thing. That's what you do for the daytime times.
Bookkeeping, I mean, you know, who's looking for your services?
So from January through April, that would be pretty much anybody who hasn't managed to get completely underground, which is most people. Outside of that, mainly small business owners. So not only can I keep track of what's going on, I mean, because most people can figure out how to add income and subtract bills, but I can look at it and tell you, okay, before December comes, you might want to do X, Y, or Z because that'll help you later on. Whereas if you come to me in January, if you haven't already done it, it's not done.
Can't do it if it's not done by December. You can't do it.
So you can help people prepare to be in the best position financially for tax time.
Right, so bookkeeping done properly is really more of tax planning than keeping track of books.
Interesting. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think that, and I've seen your, I've worked with you, I'm familiar, your fees are quite reasonable, so the very little that one would spend as far as bookkeeping goes is certainly worth it.
Pays for itself.
Yeah, when it comes to tax season, because the savings have been, are implemented at that point. Melanie wants you to not have to pay anything you're not legally liable to pay.
It's because she hates the state.
Yeah, and she knows better than you do what are the things, to look for. So
yep, that's why you pay a professional like her.
That's the reason.
One who's ideologically compatible with you is probably pretty rare to find.
I'm looking for
in the accounting business. What do you think, Melanie? I mean, how much of the competition out there also truly really hates the state as much as you do?
Well, that's a title that I wouldn't mind contending for among a small group of people in general.
Yeah.
But among accountants, I mean, I know James was an anarchist accountant. I think he's in
Colorado.
The West Coast. No, somewhere over there. I'm not sure what he's doing right now.
I don't think he's hanging out his shingle for that gig.
He's the only anarchist accountant I've ever met. And then people have this weird thing where they kind of...
So we've had both of them as co-hosts on Free Talk Live. Both of the anarchist accountants in the world.
There you go.
Yeah,
sat
much.
In that very same chair. And now you can hire Melanie because she's hung out her shingle for accounting services, bookkeeping services. She can help you save money.
At tax.freetalklive.com.
Just go to tax.freetalklive.com. That jumps you right over to her website where you can get in touch whenever you're ready. That's tax.freetalklive.com. We can talk more about the Border Patrol here in moments, but first let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to bring up this the irony of that, people here in New Mexico, they vote against the red light cameras. And then they all move out into states where they had red light cameras.
How do you know who is voting against it and where they're moving?
Well, we had an election on the red light cameras here in Albuquerque, and 3,000 people voted against it. So we have no red light cameras whatsoever.
Well, right, but what I'm saying is, how do you know that that's the same 3,000 people that moved?
No, I'm not saying it's those people, but the thing is, people are moving out of our state, like 30,000 people, like 5,000-6,000 people per year, and they're all.
What makes you think that has anything to do with red light cameras?
Well, what I think about is they say that it's got nothing to do with the red light cameras, but then how come they're moving to Denver where they have red light cameras?
Okay, so here's why. Because the average person, when they think about where they want to live, is they're not primarily motivated by red light cameras. Red light cameras may be an important aspect of your life, but for the average person who's driving to work or driving home or going to the grocery store, they're a nuisance. The red light cameras are annoying. They would prefer that they're not there, and indeed they voted to remove them because not only are they annoying, but they're also dangerous as well, as we've shown multiple times here and multiple studies have made that crystal clear. But they're just a nuisance. The average person is not going to make that their the linchpin for their deciding to leave New Mexico. Most of the reasons people leave any given place have to do with family and work. Maybe the weather will drive people away, or just the climate in general, they don't like that. But usually there's some kind of job that's an upgrade from what they currently have, or mom's sick or grandma's sick or something like that, and or the husband or wife is moving for a job, and so they move along with them. It's usually family or work,
well,
don't you think?
Well, it's not about who moves, Ian. You're falling into the trap. Sarah, you've gotten myopic on this issue that's very important to you. You don't know who's moving.
Well, it is true. There's no economic growth here. The jobs are in Texas, in Arizona, and in Colorado. So they're all moving out of the state.
That's why.
These are the places, and because they have economic growth, they have job growth. But But they all have red light cameras.
Okay, but if somebody's making $20,000 a year and they get a job offer in another state for $80,000 a year, the fact that the other state has red light cameras that they don't like is not going to stop them.
Sarah, New Hampshire has the highest median income of any state in the union, and from what I can tell, just about any country in Europe. We don't have red light cameras. And so your little plan is falling apart, your ideas and your suggestions. Here's what the reality is some people voted against red light cameras, and some people are moving out of New Mexico. Those people aren't necessarily the same. They could, in fact, be the people who voted for the red light cameras. It's a blind ballot.
Sure.
Ballot, you don't know. They could have voted for the red light cameras, and when they found out they're not going to get them, they then moved to wherever
it is. They want my red light cameras
that
bad. They
want red light cameras so badly they've moved there, and they're going to get what they want.
Could be.
Now,
could happen.
You know, these are people who are proactively taking their life into their hands, and they're becoming captains of their own ship, Sarah. And I say that you and I should applaud them.
One thing about it is that if they hate the red light camera so badly, like they protest it, well, then they need to stay in New Mexico. Why did 30,000
No, they don't. Even they don't. Okay, no. And so your problem is not with these people. Your problem is with the system of voting. You don't get to vote to where you're going to move. They didn't let me vote in New Hampshire when I decided I wanted to move there and I was still living in Louisiana. They let me vote in Louisiana. So I was actually pretty vocal about the fact that I was going to vote against Jack Strain on my way out, and that's what I did, and he lost.
Who's that?
The sheriff who was sheriff for the past, like, almost 30 years in St. Tammany.
The toughest sheriff in Louisiana.
He,
well, what I'm saying is that, you know, because of their vote, you know, we are number one in pedestrian, bicycle, and hit-and-run fatalities.
No, that's not because of their vote. Voting is not voting. There's a lot of problems with voting, and I don't like democracy, but voting does not hit pedestrians on the side of the road.
Thanks for the call. It was great, Sarah. Appreciate that.
I feel like Sarah and I should get married because she certainly doesn't listen to me.
Yeah, no, she doesn't listen to any of us. She's got her one track.
Yeah,
she's on.
She's going to keep on chugging.
Just going to go on down that track.
I mean, that's what voting is. You take the people, you take a snapshot of people who are living in a geographical area on today, and you let them make the rules. That's what voting is. If you have a problem with them moving later, your issue is with democracy or with republics, not with these people.
Maybe she needs to, you know, propose a Great Wall of New Mexico to keep people from moving out. Now, that's an idea.
They did it in East Berlin.
The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Like Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that online by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and that allows you to help us for $5 a month. Help us get on new radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's worth the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a hamburger to you once a month, then please help us out with the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get cool perks like the new Free Talk Live Forum badge that you get as an amplifier on the new Free Talk Live Forum. Also, we've got the AMP Only Facebook group, the AMP Only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials. Our normal podcast does, and you can get all those bonuses and more just by becoming an amplifier with any major credit card, PayPal, and Bitcoin. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. Whether you want to talk about the impending split of the Bitcoin blockchain, which is less than, 11 hours away from right now, you want to talk about that, or Venezuela, we've discussed all those things. But we're in the middle of the story about the Border Patrol agents who appear to encourage strongly a young man to drink some liquid methamphetamine in front of the agents. And I guess that's because they were, they just wanted to F with this kid, and they didn't feel like doing the field test that they're legally supposed to do on suspected drugs. So they had the young man do the field testing for them by swigging 4 times from the bottle and then dying, pretty immediately thereafter, yeah, about 2 hours.
The caller's point that this is a violation of their protocol, like their jobs is to follow a set of rules. And if they had some kind of suspicion that, whatever this, liquid was not apple juice, as stated by the young man,
mm-hmm.
then they had a set of protocols for handling that, as opposed to encouraging him to drink from these bottles.
That's right. And now there's a dead body, and the agents have not been in any way punished. Now, there's a bit of an update here from ABC News, who did apparently a year-long investigation that not only revealed this information about this particular incident, but also that there have been a history of cases to which the agency has appeared to ignore accusations of mistreatment and abuse. That's because I'm sure they don't consider these people to be human beings. They're immigrants. They're not from around here. They'll treat them differently. But the agency issued a statement saying they take allegations of mistreatment seriously and does not tolerate actions that are consistent with their core values of vigilance, service to country, and integrity, which, of course, you know, they can argue that it is their service to the country and their vigilance that they had to make this boy drink the methamphetamine from, because they need to keep the drugs out and punish those evil drug dealers. They don't have a value of being kind-hearted or a value of being caring towards other human beings, no matter where they were born in the world, no matter what their background. They don't have that in their mission statement. The Consulate General of Mexico in San Diego released a brief statement to ABC News saying, quote, "The Consulate General in San Diego provided consular and legal assistance to Mr. Cruz Velasquez's family since it learned about his death. This tragic incident highlights the need for greater transparency and accountability in immigration control activities," unquote. Earlier this year, the government of the U.S. paid the teen's family $1 million to settle a lawsuit. But there was no apology or admission of wrongdoing.
That's pretty common when it comes to settlements.
Because that's not how settlements work.
And both officers testified they never received a reprimand for their conduct, a fact that still angers the members of Velasquez's family. How can the
government... What did the family get?
$1 million.
Okay.
How can the government allow that? It's like, okay, you can kill someone. They took him as a fool, and who cares? Well, that fool, he was the greatest person I ever knew, says Reyna Velasquez, Cruz's sister. ABC News' Matthew Mosk contributed to the story. So just an outrageous, tragic story. And, yeah, the family got $1 million, but their son's dead. They're never going to get him back.
Yeah.
And, you know, the insult to that is the fact that they don't get an apology for it. I mean, oh, yeah, they're going to cough up $1 million taxpayer dollars. It's not like the Border Patrol agents have to pay anything.
Would you rather have the apology or $1 million?
I'd rather have the $1 million. But nonetheless, it's still important to point out how callous that this group of bureaucrats is.
Yeah, these
apologies cost nothing.
Agreed. These particular bureaucrats violated policy.
That is not true.
It doesn't cost you $1 million to, you know, write an apology.
I didn't say it cost you $1 million. I said they're not free. Right. And I'm not talking from the air and the energy and you use a tenth of a calorie. I'm talking from a legal system standpoint that might not be the one thing you want to run around doing.
You mean that if they apologize, it's an admission of wrongdoing, and so therefore it opens them to further lawsuits?
It doesn't help.
Gotcha.
Yep, that sounds accurate.
Well, obviously the government is quite well protected from lawsuits, and being in the government means you never have to say you're sorry, even if you are paying out a $1 million check to somebody. But that doesn't make it any less, inhumane of these bureaucrats who, just treat people as though they're cattle and that they need to be controlled and herded and, taken advantage of, and it's just absolutely horrible. Let's go to Patch. He's in Illinois. Patch, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Mark. Hello there.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
It doesn't surprise me what they did when I was a kid and I had to walk. Whenever my dad had to walk the beat, he would have me walk the beat with him, since he had me with him all the time. Whenever
and your dad was a cop?
Drinking, yeah. He kept me with him in the squad car walking the beat since I was 7 years old. Whenever he would stop people when he was walking the beat and the kids were drinking, he would make them drink it, the rest of it, all of it. Hmm. He would say, "I'm not going to let good liquor go to waste." So he would make them drink it all.
Wow.
Right in front of them. Yeah.
And that's dangerous. I mean, that could kill somebody.
It could, potentially. Yeah. It's a poor choice.
I'd just stand there and have to watch them. And, so it doesn't surprise me. And they're not going to have nothing happen to them. He always said they'd never admit they did something wrong. As long as they never admit it, they'll never get in trouble for it.
And they always close their ranks, and the thin blue line protects one another. Even if they know within the thin blue line that the person did something wrong, they'll still protect their own.
Exactly. He always would tell me after and everything that I've seen, he said, "We'll never stop protecting our own." He said, I don't care what happens, we'll never stop protecting our home.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to get on the outside. What's that?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Even if they don't like
each other. Even if they don't like each other, he said they'll deal with it within the ranks.
Right.
But they'll never do anything against each other out in the open.
Well, it's a depressing but a true statement, Patch, and it sounds like you were there to see some of it actually go down. Was there anything else you wanted to share?
I've seen too much. I'll call in here and there and let you know.
All right. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
But
we did see Bradley Jardis, a
former cop.
Yeah, former host. Former host. You know, what happened to him when he deviated sufficiently from the company line, as it were, for police officers. They did turn on him.
They sure did.
They turned on him finally.
That's because he was turning against the company line, as you said. It's,
yeah.
That's different from, you know, putting some boy to death in, you know, a holding facility.
Yeah, I think that I guess there's a point where they'll turn, but that point is a long way from the law.
Right, but
they're not law enforcement officers when they're protecting their own.
They're going to turn against somebody who breaks the line. If you break the thin blue line and you turn against the gang, then they are going to come
Jardis
at you.
Bradley Jardis never testified against a single officer.
He turned against the line of going for the war on drugs. He came out against the war on drugs, and they came after him. Because you're not supposed to come out and speak your own opinions as a police officer. You're supposed to tote the official government line. If you're not going to tote it, at least keep quiet.
I think that at least keep quiet. I've seen police officers say, "Look, I'm against the drug."
Sure,
war.
They'll tell you it personally, but they won't come out publicly like
generally
Brad Jardis did.
Yeah,
he was the only person at that time who was a standing law enforcement active member. He was an active police officer. You look at the ranks of law enforcement against prohibition. It's a great group. They've recently rebranded as Law Enforcement Action Partnership because they've expanded their issues that they've been talking about, and they're still doing great work. I don't say this to down them, but it's just an observation. If you look at their membership list, they're retired cops through and through.
In many cases, yeah.
Brad Jardis was the only one, I believe, one or maybe two out of their entire membership at the time that he was active with them that was an actual active on-duty law enforcement officer, and that's why they were able to come at it.
And they did.
And we're out of time for tonight. Don't forget to connect with Melanie for tax services and accounting and bookkeeping over at tax.freetalklive.com. And we'll join you again tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And good luck with the fork tomorrow. We'll see you after the, maybe after the dust settles.
It's not Y2K. We'll still be here.
Yeah, we'll still be here. FreeTalkLive.com. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's Pool.Bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.